Yeah.
The Garland, man, this is your palace.
Oh.
This is not.
This is the only thing with a sweater.
Yes.
There's no second one.
These are your builders here. Bhagwata Nanda Prabhu has done the design.
Oh. Hey there.
And Atmaru Prabhu is the chief construction man. Atmaru. Oh,
all iron men.
All iron men. Your car will come in here.
Mm.
You get out, and you come right in.
And this is the hall?
This will be a little hall, and that is the worship room. Where you can put your Vyasasan in there, and you can lecture there. Or we can worship you always there.
Please.
But this dome will go up another 12 feet. And 4 feet from the top, there's this lotus flower starts. And this is just one little sample of the kind of casting that will finish it.
Mm.
It'll all be done now with smooth plaster. This dome here is being done like this dome. It covers with cement. And then what you see, these arches are being poured.
Mm.
There'll be colored glass windows, stained glass windows.
To enter that temple, you have to go through here.
To enter the deity room, you go through from the kitchen.
No, generally, people will go from this side to see the deity.
No, they will see just from out here.
So all these walls closed, there is no window.
There's no window.
Only one window.
Four windows on the up.
Ventilation.
Ventilation?
No ventilation.
There will be artificial ventilation. Fan.
Oh. Natural ventilation is private.
Well, it could. We can. These windows can open.
Hmm.
Air that way.
This will be open like this.
Yes.
These are rooms?
Yes, these will be servants' quarters on this side.
Mm. This is the window?
Yes. This will be kitchen.
And there is a garden here?
Yes. We're gradually clearing all this land. This was all wooded last year, and we're clearing now. This is a very good view here, all the way around.
Oh, yeah.
These are your quarters here. This will be your study room. There will be a wall there. This is your bedroom.
These are all marbles? No.
Yes, this is all marble. The devotees, you see how the marble is all inlaid on the pieces there. They've done that. And then there'll be a dressing room and a bath.
That is dressing room?
Dressing room and bath.
Oh, that side?
That side.
Did the frame art will remain?
No, it will be covered with plaster.
Then it will take that? No.
No, no.
It will
remain. Yeah. You have some question about this?
This iron is corroded. It will not happen.
It will be covered.
Covered, but now it is corroded.
I see what you're saying. Mm. There will also be, there's another door that goes in that wall there.
Mm.
Like this, for access to that side.
Mm. Little service in this connection, Krishna consciousness can protect one from the greatest danger. Salvam api yasya.
So kindly let us do it.
Hare Krishna. Krishna's desire. White sand, white town, city of?
In Ohio.
Oh.
About 60 miles from here.
From the seaside, sea beach? No.
No, they call it silica sand.
Oh.
I think it's made from glass.
Not glass. It is a kind of stone.
Kind of stone that they make.
Powder. Silica sand. They're like sandstone. The stone is like that.
This is just the this is first coat. This is not finished. Now in this dome, you see this is a
no. By constructing, filling up this what is called kalam in Bombay, they're putting air so that they make a solid stone. You have seen in Bombay?
Yes.
Big engineer, they're giving some pumping here.
Yes.
So that when the cement is filled up, it becomes solid.
They make, oh, vibrators.
We do that too.
Yeah.
We also do that.
Yeah.
Mix.
You have got some machine?
Yes.
That makes solidify.
Solid. No voids.
No. Yeah. Mm. And I see that. Look at this. There is no vacancy. But everything is there in engineering.
Huh?
Engineering process is
yes. We'll take you down to the gray house down here. We'll show you a few more things, how it's being finished. This is just rough here.
What are these pipes?
That's for drainage.
Oh.
Like for when the water goes out in the sewer, it goes out into the field and drains.
You can utilize this water for fertilizer, drainage water.
Well, first of all, we have to satisfy the health department.
Wood as fuel, so that gradually this jungle will be clear. Thank you very much.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
It's sand, yes. It is not from our properties. It's gotten locally.
comes out of the river.
Everything you have to purchase.
Huh? Yes.
It will be required.
For some time, anyway. While we are building so much, we need some help. We do not have sufficient manpower. No one is idle.
That is right. Krishna Maharaj, you like this?
It's very wonderful.
These are specially made?
Yes. Special for you. In New York City.
And this is the kind of doors and the stained glass work is being done like this. This is the marble is being worked like this.
This is lead?
Yes.
Like the church. Well done, this right there.
That is, I think, from India. These fixtures are rose quartz. This is rose quartz.
And 24 karat gold.
Gold?
24 karat
gold. All that, they try it out. So much gold. That is also like this.
This is gold.
What are these?
This is samples of the handles.
Plumbing.
Like those on the doors.
Is this dollar as well?
Brass.
A little special.
But we are just sutras. We don't know how to do anything else.
Eggs. What did man do?
That will go on the wall in the bathroom. This is Italian cremo marble. Here's a picture of how the windows are being done in jolly work. This is being cast out of white cement.
Doing, yeah?
Yes. This is some of their castings they've done. This goes on up to it on the ceiling.
Cornice.
Cornice, yes. And then around the top of the building, on the outside, there's a railing with these balusters.
This is made of cement?
This one is plaster. This was our first model. But the ones that will be used will be done out of cement. This is very light. Do you have your drawing of this outside?
Somebody staying here?
Yes. Bhagavadananda and a couple of the other construction members stay here. Thank you. the way it will look when it is finished with the balusters and the brackets supporting the sunshade. Mm. The arches will be small.
And God is there with his heart. He'll give it. Do like this. Buddhi-yogam dadamitam jena-vāma-pujānti. If one is sincere to serve Lord, the Lord is situated in everyone's heart. He will give interest. Do like this. Tesāmi-vāma-kampārtham aham-apyāra-dhan-param dātadhyāra. It's a special favor of God. Even if he is not aware of anything in engineering, he'll give instruction. Do like this. So there is no scarcity of instruction if one is sincere. Thank you. I came to your country for preaching this. I had no idea how to do it. But things had been modern. People are surprised how within so many years this world movement has sprung. But I had no idea how to do it.
Seeing your palace here is almost like seeing the Krishna Balaram temple for the first time.
Yes, and Raman Mati, there are no temples. So, and in this part, there are no sagvindas. Many people will come to see it.
They already do, Prabhupada.
Yes, I can understand.
Many people come by every week to see what progress has been made. And everybody who drives by, they stop.
Yes, it is something wonderful in this part.
You can drive 50 miles away around here and they'll stop and ask you about how the palace is coming.
As you know, God, changing, living now. It is already well known as living now.
We're starting to clear all this now, too.
This is our?
Yes.
Oh.
It takes a long time to clear it, though.
Never mind. Do slowly. That is pleasure.
Well, we could do it much faster if we didn't try to utilize the wood, but we want to utilize.
Yeah. Unnecessarily, we should not cut. When it is necessary for Krishna, then it can. This is also a living entity. We cannot kill them without any submission living. This is our property?
Yes.
No. Oh. This side or
this side? Goes down to that road there.
All these lands and these lands. There is some graveyard?
Yes. To ride any further?
No. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Can be seen in one direction at least a couple of miles away. Several, no, three directions. That will go in the courtyard here, in the main temple, the assembly area. On those columns, this will go at the top.
Very nice. Thank you. This is plastic?
This is what they make the mold from. This one is in plaster. Now they'll cast more. Below that, they'll be faced with
like
marble.
Details.
Yes. After they're done with your palace, they're going to start on some deities. I think they would like permission to first start with your deity.
Kuloshekar is here? Kuloshekar?
Kuloshekar, yeah. He's editing Brijbasi Spirit now. We'll put a wall around, and then all nice gardens inside.
Cement wall or?
I think a combination of masonry and fancy iron, so that people can see through.
Reinforced.
Yes, but also so they can see through at certain points.
Yeah.
Usually there are devotees that stay there. Right now we are not having anybody stay there. Lord Jagannath stays there.
Oh. Yeah. In this house.
What is that?
No.
No, Jagannath stays in that
house.
This was brought from somewhere else, but there was nothing here.
It like this. Now it is very nice.
Very beautiful.
That one girl is taking care. She's doing very nice. You can sit down here.
Can we find some more things? Come up this way. As soon as you sit down, everything looks complete.
Mm-hmm. Hari Pradyumna Maharaj.
He's just inside. He's just inside the house. You'd like him to come out?
No. Palika, you came before here?
6 years ago. It was just that one small original fire.
Now it is a big property. And when the palace will be ready, many people will come. Simply advertise, come and see palaces in New Bindavan. It will be a combination of Western and Eastern culture. For the profit of the whole human society. Vrindavan Chandra will come here, no? Vrindavan Chandra deity?
No.
His palace will be different.
His palace will be where the building is now. We're planning to move him, the new building next to the present temple, the four-story building. He will occupy the fourth floor for now. And then we will take down that old building and put up a nice big temple.
So why dismantle, construct another?
The building is not in such good condition.
No, that's all right. As soon as the new temple is, you move it. Oh, you want to dismantle it. So.
Well, the site is good.
Oh, yes, I see.
It will make a nice complex in relationship with the other buildings.
That is. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
We would like to install your murti in the in that temple.
Yesa devi parabhakti yatha devi tatha guru. The Vedic secret is that Parabhakti, Yatha Devi, and to the Lord, similar to the Guru. There, to them, the whole thing becomes revealed automatically. Vedic knowledge is grasped not by immediate scholarship. Mundane scholarship has nothing to do. The secret is Yasya Devi Parabhakti, Yatha Devi Tatha Guru. My Guru Maharaj wanted that some books would be published. So I tried my best. So he is giving success, more than expected. In the history, nobody has saw religion, philosophical books in such large quantity.
Or quality.
Huh?
Or quality.
No. This is all Guru Maharaj's blessing. Therefore, Narottamdas Thakur is stressing on this point. Guru Mukha Padma Bhakha Chitta De Koriya Oikha Arna Koriya Maneha. Simply execute that. Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prapti Hoya Jaha Hoit. He'll get Krishna. Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Shamsundra, Radha Ramananda, Gokulananda, and Radha Raman. The seventh, Gauriya Vaishnava. Then other Vaishnavas came, Ranganath, Ramanuja. Devotees from India, we import to develop this quarter. Will government allow?
I don't think there's as much problem from our government as from Indian government.
Huh?
Our problem so far has been Indian government.
What is Indian? If somebody wants to go to migrate in America, what Indian government?
They won't give them a passport.
No, no. Passport means coming back, but he is going to domicile. Indian government cannot stay. If I want to go somewhere and live there.
You have to have passport.
Huh?
Passport
means if he wants to return.
No. In other words, in order to get visa from U.S., you have to present your passport.
Well, there are different kinds of visa. Immigration visa. Suppose if anyone wants to migrate in America, our society is here, we give guarantee. But then I think there will be no
difference. We can try.
Our society is here, and we give this man all guarantee of maintenance. So what is the objection? By law there is no objection. And if the immigration department allows, yes, you can come and leave. Then what is it? Immigration means that. Here, government should be satisfied that this man is coming. He will have no difficulty. Government gives permission.
Should be like that anyway.
Yes, that is ignorance. Similarly, you can bring some men from India.
We would like that.
And they also will be very pleased. When Indians know so congested, if they get good, especially many East Bengalis who migrate in West Bengal for the troublesome conditions there, they will be very happy. Right? You can write to Gopal to inquire that We require, yeah, some Indians to come to help us.
Mysteries.
Huh?
Mysteries for construction?
Mystery, anyone to develop this Krishna culture. So the society will give guarantee. Why not take permission? And they may not come back. They may decide.
I don't understand. That seemed to be the government's objection. The Indian government's objection was that they wouldn't come back.
So they are disturbed with overpopulation.
It doesn't make any sense. But their objection was that they might not come back.
That is good for you. Because you are harassed by overpopulation. You cannot feed them. Why you object? Let them go and live somewhere else peacefully, just like the Europeans came here. Originally in America, the Europeans came. Because it was overpopulated and they got Columbus found this land, you know, and they migrated. And still there is so much land. The Indians are hard workers. They will develop very nicely. Just like these waters, Indians should be allowed. They will come and make it very nice. In South America they have done. So many Indian cultivators they have done. In remote villages. Why this cooperation should be? Everything belongs to God. Why class or community should be congested? It's like China, Japan, India, so much congested. What is this nonsense the United Nations doing? What they have done for the last 30 years? No liberal-minded. Let them propose that wherever there is enough land and wherever there is overpopulation, let them go. And the government give them simply land and they let them work and be happy. Why not arrange our Krishna consciousness movement? Arrange between these two United Nations. Why a section of people is rotting in a place and devising some means how to fight with the others and get land? Why? There is no meaning. Isavasumidam chatmam. This is our philosophy. Everything belongs to God. And everyone is a son of God. The son of God has the right. Why they should be thrown together and live compulsorily in that rotten place? That in China, they're living on the sea. You know that?
Taiwan. The island, yes?
Everywhere. They have no place to live on the land.
Oh, I see. They build boats to live in the water.
Yes.
Especially if people are coming for agriculture.
Agriculture is the noblest profession. Giving some land, he cuts the woods, make cottages. The land is clear. Now, till it, keep cows and grow food grain.
Doesn't put any local man out of work.
Huh?
Doesn't put any local man out of work.
Also. Simple thing. And then, live comfortably, eat comfortably, chant for it. Comfortably does not mean satisfaction of the senses. Comfortably means we require primary necessities to eat something, to sleep somewhere, or have some sex. This is also bodily need, and to defend. That's all. These are the primary necessities that can be arranged anywhere. God has given all facilities. Grow your own food, eat, and live anywhere. Just this flesh was rough like that. Now it is handled nicely. It is very attractive. Nikale chikale ghar, chajale kojale bar. Any damp place, you cleanse it, it becomes home. And any nasty man, you decorate him, he becomes a bridegroom.
Becomes a bridegroom.
Nikale chikale ghar, chajale kojale bar. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let Krishna conscious movement give this sense to this rascal. They do not know how to adjust things. They simply plan their United Nations, but they do not know what is that plan. Yes, United Nations. First of all, why nation? Why manufacture nation and create trouble and again unite it? The nation, this word, is not there in the Vedic language. There is no conception of nation. There is conception of varnasram. They are everywhere. Not for any particular nation or any particular country, but everyone. According to quality, first class men, second class men, third class men. That is there everywhere. Everywhere you go, you find some people first class intelligent, some people less than him, some people less than him, up to fourth class, that's all. And then fifth class. So, everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Now, to try to implement perfect human life. Let any sociologist, politician come forward. You shall convince them that this is the only way. Why you are wasting time and barking dogs in the United Nations for the last 40 years and doing nothing? What I have said, barking dog. You have heard it? I have accused the barking dog.
Melbourne.
And they published in the paper. Actually, this is fact.
Barking for the last 30 years.
Yes. Nobody has criticized them. They have taken it seriously, otherwise, why they have published? Yes, that's right. Yes, what they have done, except barking. I'm American, I'm Russian, I'm this, I'm that, that's all. If you keep them dogs and hogs and nicely dressed, they go to United Nations and talk of unity, is it possible? Can the dogs and hogs can unite? Come on, sir. You bring all the dogs of this neighborhood and ask them, don't bark now, be peacefully. Will they be able to? The United Nations is like that. They kept us dogs and their advice, now keep peacefully. Is it possible? I have no common sense. First of all, let them become human beings. Conference is going on. Big conference. And here, Jawaharlal Nehru has initiated that in the conference there are different languages, different, but if somebody is speaking in any language, he will hear it in your own language. You know that?
Yes.
So in New Delhi he has done that.
Oh, awesome.
This is the third now I have finished, I have done my duty. All that stuff. That's our definition, that anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is either in these four groups, that's final. Just try to prove it. Krishna Maharaj, you have any doubt about it?
No.
Anyone? Navang duskitinam mudha prabaddante naradhava maya puritagyana asuri bhava. Do it very nicely. Push Krishna consciousness movement vigorously. To keep the people in ignorance, like dogs and hawks, what is the value of advancement of knowledge? So many universities. Discuss this point, our charge, explain to them, and let someone defend and someone talking for and again, decide.
Namam Dushkari Jitamudha?
Well, then, this is fact. It is fact, but even if we do not accept it, what is wrong there? Find out. We don't find any wrong, everything, because Krishna says there's all right. Because they will say it is too sectarian for everyone. Anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is a most miscreant, sinful, an ass, and waste of the mankind. He has lost his all knowledge. This is our accusation. Now it depends. Any gentleman will protest because I am such a respectable gentleman and because I do not take to Krishna consciousness, then I fall among these groups. What is it? They will say, now you have to prove that you are not a gentleman.
Gentleman means one who is cultured. So, culture is not of the body, but of knowledge.
But what do they mean by culture? First of all, the question will be, what do you mean by culture?
There's some idea of progress involved, advancement of life. Otherwise, there's no need for any kind of progress. One remains as a child.
Yes. There is a culture in name, advancement in knowledge. We say, you're a gentleman of culture. That means he's advanced in knowledge. So, what is the advancement of knowledge? Next question is,
told Arjuna that was to know that he was factually not his body.
Yes, that is advancement of knowledge. Otherwise, what is the difference between this bird and the human being? He is also dancing very jolly, but he has no knowledge that he is not this body. So the human being also remains falsely jolly, without any knowledge of his existence, then what is the difference between the birds, dogs, and human beings? Why we say low-grade animals? He's living in his own way. He has got all the facilities of eating, sleeping, sex, and defense. But you have all the same thing. What is the difference between you and me? Why you say advance in knowledge?
Nowadays, they say that they're advanced in knowledge even without any sophistication at all. Well, Arjuna, when he was giving these arguments to Krishna...
No, don't bring Arjuna now. He's just speak on common sense platform.
As soon as
they bring Arjuna, they think it is sectarian. We're talking on human common sense. What is advancement of knowledge?
Advancement of knowledge, if they're advanced, why do they have to die? the animals are dying, and they're accepting that, but and the human beings also are dying. But why does he have to die if he's advancing life?
Even if you're advancing knowledge, you still have to die.
The advancement of knowledge is to distinguish between what is temporary and what is eternal.
Discuss how.
They may say, though, that even the human beings, the necessities are there, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending.
Everyone is doing. What is your advancement of knowledge? The body, chirping, dancing, they're living, they're sleeping, they've got sex. So everyone is doing. What is your advancement of knowledge?
We carry out these activities in relationship with the eternal soul, so that by performing the activities, one is gaining knowledge.
Yes, so provided you have got the knowledge of the soul, then you are advanced than the birds and beasts. Otherwise, where is the advancement? Athar Brahma Jigyasa. The human being, they can inquire about the spirit soul. These birds, beasts, they cannot.
Then we find so many purported religious people, just like Christians, they may say, well, I believe in the soul, but nonetheless, they're going on with their materialistic civilization.
That means you do not know seriously about the soul. You have simply an idea, but you do not know in detail. Just like they say, the Christians, God is great, but they do not know who is God and what is the meaning of greatness. That they do not know. They accept this theoretically or really as sentimentally, God is great. Just like your state says, in God we trust. As soon as I inquire what kind of trust and to whom, there is no reply. That means they do not know what is God, what is trust. As a matter of slogan, they write. That's all. Even the state heads and want to speak of the nonsense, ordinary citizens. Seriously taking is a very important question. They should have replied. But they do not know how to reply.
With all of the situations that take place in the material world, they may not be able to see how God is actually active in the material world. That whether there's a war or whether there's a hospital.
Why you should remain in ignorance how God is acting? If you're serious about God, then you must know. Just like a statesman, he knows how government is acting. Ordinary man, he knows government is acting, but he does not know how he government is acting. But advanced in knowledge, they know what is the constitution, how the government is acting. That is the difference. Therefore, a lawyer is appointed when there is some trouble. He can find out where is the defect.